Peace to you in the name of Jesus Christ, the King of Glory. Amen. Well, this is it. This is the last Sunday, the last chance that we'll have to call on God's name, last chance you'll have to confess his name, to confess your sins, and to ask for his mercy. And I am glad that you're here today, because a lot of people take this Sunday off. They're traveling or with relatives, or they just got back and they're tired, but I'm glad you're here. This is the last time we will meet. So I say to you today, if you have something left to do, you better take care of it, because there won't be any time to do it later. Say goodbye to your loved ones, because you won't have another chance. This is the last Sunday, the last time, and the day the Lord is near. Now, what do you have left to do? Is there something in your life you need to complete? You better take care of that. Perhaps you have something, you owe something to someone. You owe money or something else. You better pay it back. It's time to do that. Is there someone in your family that you're not reconciled with, you haven't spoken to for a while? Go seek them out, confess your sins, forgive them, whatever it takes. Be reconciled. Parents, is there some lesson that you haven't taught your children, your son or daughter, something they don't know yet? Take time today and teach it to them, because the time is short. How about your spouse? Have you expressed your true feelings to them lately? Told them how much you appreciate them, what they do for you? Take the opportunity now to do that. How about that person that you know who doesn't know Christ as their Savior? Have you witnessed to them? Have you told them the hope that you have and offer that to them as God's free gift? They'll spend an eternity in hell unless you speak to them. So take advantage of that now. Take care of all your unfinished business and all those matters now, because the end is here. But what about yourself? Have you examined yourself before God's throne lately? Search yourself and look to yourself. Examine how you have lived according to God's commandments. Have you loved him first in everything as he's commanded you? Love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind. Have you used his name rightly and avoided cursing? Have you had a hunger and thirst in your heart to hear God's word preached and taught? And have you read his holy scriptures and the opportunities that he gives to you and studied his word daily? Have you honored your parents and the other authorities that God has put over you in this life? Have you respected them and obeyed them in everything they ask of you? Have you loved your neighbor as you love yourself? Have you always desired good for them and supported them and protected, worked to protect their reputation and their property? Have you honored marriage by leading a pure and a decent life in what you say and do and think? And have you spoken well of others? Have you kept your soul free from the love of money and worldly wealth? It is time, my friends, in these and all other ways to examine ourselves and to confess our sins to God, for we will be meeting him shortly. It's time to get ready, because if we wait, there will be no opportunity. The end is here. And when that comes, that moment comes very shortly, there's going to be no second chances. You won't be able to say then, oh, well, just wait a minute, Lord, I've got to take care of this or that, and then I'll be ready to meet you. Now's the time to seek peace with God. Now is the time to receive his salvation or spend an eternity in torment. So now's the time. Now, I suppose some of you are wondering, how can he know that this is the time, that this is the last Sunday we'll have, the last time we'll meet together in this way? Especially when that pastor just read those words where Jesus said, that no one knows the day or the hour, not even the angels in heaven. I think that's pretty interesting that the angels in heaven don't know. You know, they know a lot of things that we don't know. They were there when God created all things. They probably saw him put together the heavens, all the planets and stars, and set them in place and form the land in those 6 days. You know, it's not amazing to them. They saw it all happen. There's no disbelief at all. But there's one thing they didn't know. They weren't told. God didn't tell them when he was coming again. Not even them. The messengers of God don't know. In fact, Jesus said in our text today, in Mark 13, that even he didn't know when the last day would be. Now here you see one of the greatest mysteries of the Christian faith. The greatest mystery is that Jesus, who is equal to God in all power and authority, who is omniscient, that means knows all things and sees all, and yet here is something that he says that he doesn't know. How can it be? Does the scripture contradict itself? Jesus says the end will come, and he doesn't know when that is. What a mystery it is. And you expect me to explain this, right? As your pastor? Well, I can't explain. All I can do is observe it. And we observe this in the same way that we look at all the other weaknesses that we see in Jesus. I mean, really, he is born as a child who must grow up, and yet he's God. He is poor, and he has to depend on the kindness and the good nature of other people to take care of him. He doesn't have a job. He just goes around preaching those 3 years. And people take him in, and they give him food. He cries when he sees his friend Lazarus in the tomb. And he bleeds when they pierce his hands and his feet. And he hangs there on the cross, and he dies. He gives up his life. And yet, he is God. What we observe here is how Jesus shows his human nature. According to this nature, he is like us. He suffers everything we do and has to live by the laws of the universe that we do, all the laws of science. He laughs, he cries, he suffers, and he dies. And there are things like when the end of the world will come that according to this human nature, he does not know. But this is only because his human nature doesn't make use of all the power and authority and wisdom that he does hold in his divine nature. Now, I can't explain this, how the divine and human natures work together. I can just look at it and say, my, isn't that marvelous? Isn't that wonderful? That Christ can know all things and yet not know this thing. But as God Almighty, he knows everything. And I think by telling us this, he wants to emphasize something for us. There's something he wants us to know when we read this section of scripture, or we hear it preached in a sermon, or think about it. And I think what that is that he wants to emphasize to us not to listen to anyone who says that they know when the last day will come exactly, the day, the hour. And if they do, we should think and look into their hearts and see something there that is not right. And that is that they are not serving Christ, but they are serving themselves. There is something that they want. They want something, somebody to follow them, some allegiance, some support, or some money or other thing that the Word of God alone will not give them. And so they have to go beyond the Word of God and tell us something that God has not told us. So if you're listening to the sermon today and paying careful attention and you're wondering if Pastor Wright here is a false prophet, one of those sheep in wolves' clothing, when I say this is your last Sunday, I think that we should take Jesus' teaching seriously. And what I'm saying is that we should think, act, and live this day as if it is our last day here. That's what the teaching of Jesus tells me. That means we should always be ready. We should not think that I have tomorrow to take care of my spiritual life, my spiritual business. But we should recognize that if you are a Christian, then you are by nature a follower of Christ. And if you follow Christ, you hear him say to you always to be ready. Therefore, you must be ready, or you do not belong to him. You must not let anyone or anything take his place in what is most important for you. Now, the Bible has a long history of God trying to get people ready for him to come. The whole Old Testament, God warned his people not to worship idols or give their allegiance to anyone else or think that any foreign god or foreign power would save them or help them, but that God Almighty would do it for them. And to teach them as he sent them prophet after prophet after prophet to warn them. They even predicted the future and how it would all come, but he never said exactly when it would be, so that they would be ready. They heard the words of the prophets. They heard them preach in their streets, but they did not listen. And it wasn't until the last day came, the day of the Lord in Israel, when they were carried away in slavery or killed, that they really believed. But by then, it was too late. There was no recovery. And yet God kept alive a remnant, a small group, which he brought back. And out of that line, that family, came Jesus. Now, we in the Christian church have been waiting almost 2,000 years for this day, but the end of all is almost here. And so we should live each day as if it were our last. That's really what I'm saying to you this morning, is to be ready, because everything's been fulfilled. The time is now. If we get ready by recognizing our sin, owning up to it, confessing it to God, that we are poor, miserable sinners, and that we ask that the Lord spare us our sins for the sake of Jesus, that sacrifice of Jesus Christ, which was offered up on the cross for the whole world, will be applied to us personally. This is how we prepare for his coming. This is how we get ready for him to come to us. And then, with the time we have left, whatever it is, we live as his people. We use this time left by serving him first in everything, by living our lives in ways that benefit God, by serving those whom God has placed around us. One thing that really shocked me in my trip to Italy recently was the people who were begging at the entrances to the churches. It seemed like every church I went into, there was someone sitting at the door with a cup. And I tried to spare a little change when I could, but there were just so many. Even you would see elderly people, you know, grandfather and grandmother age, sitting in the street begging. Sometimes these people, their heads were so low, I don't know what was wrong with them, but they couldn't even get their face off the ground. But they're holding this cup out and saying in their own language, "Bless you, sir." It really sticks in my mind. I think in these last days, it is our priority to teach the children about Jesus and to help the poor in the ways that we can. Those who live around us here, those who are really in need, and those around the world. Helping them so that we can teach them the way of salvation and give them these riches that will last forever. In this way, I hope you see that in the short time we have left, we have much to do. We have much to give thanks to God for he has brought us through and will save us in the last day. And we have much to do to spread his word and to be a blessing to those around us as we wait and watch for that last day. Be ready. You do not know when it will come. In Christ, we are ready. Amen. May the peace that passes understanding guard and keep your hearts to life everlasting. Amen. We now receive the offering.